From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. In Wisconsin's North Woods, just outside Boulder Junction, Trout Lake Station has been quietly conducting world-class research for decades. Now, a new short documentary pulls back the curtain on what that work looks like and what's at stake as federal funding faces new threats. Joining us is Gretchen Gerrish, the director of Trout Lake Station. Welcome, Gretchen.
Hi, Shireen.
You have just released this documentary about the work happening at Trout Lake Station. What story are you hoping to tell with that documentary?
My goal is that people understand that National Science Foundation dollars aren't all stuck in Washington, D.C., or at the ivory towers of a university setting, that there's so many ways that those National Science Foundation dollars make it directly into their communities and economies. And that those dollars also directly support so many of the natural resources and waters that we all really highly value.
Well, and let's talk about that Northwoods economy connection. Your team really emphasizes that it's not just about science, it's about people, families, local contractors. So, how has this research at the station become so intertwined with the Northwoods economy?
Trout Lake Station has actually existed in the North Woods for about 100 years, and it's employed thousands of individuals that are here full time all year round that participate in the communities, raise our families here. I'm one, I live here full time, raise my boys here in the community. I'm engaged in lots of outreach and volunteer and community grant writing, and a lot of the staff here are well known within our small towns of the area. That's one way that we create jobs and support the economy. But as a UW mini campus up in the North Woods, we also employ about 40 students each year. So I think that job creation is one thing. That's one way we support the economy. Another is we do bring in large grant dollars. We just finished a project of building a new research outbuilding here on station. We were able to hire Wickman Builders, which are just next door in Woodruff, who were really excited to bid a project with us and get us to collaborate on that new space.
Your documentary mentions that federal and state funding make this work possible, really. What are the potential consequences if those dollars disappear?
It would mean about a half of our budget that would disappear. And so we're looking at job loss. I don't know in terms of the facility. I feel like we'd still work hard to maintain. The UW strongly supports Trout Lake Station, so we feel like we'd be able to keep the operation going. But a lot of those extras that we provide to the community might be lost. Each year, we run outreach programs for all of the local schools in the region, bringing in fourth and seventh graders, as well as some of our high schoolers on a regular basis. We're in and out of the regional schools. The staffing that we have now allows us to do that without charging anything for these events. I'd say our outreach and educational opportunities reach, 2,000 to 3,000 people. And so those opportunities are all provided as part of these funding and broader impacts of National Science Foundation dollars. And so those opportunities also could be in jeopardy.
Can you give us an example of how your research has directly influenced lake management policy or public understanding in Wisconsin?
There's a lot of ways that the Trout Lake Station research has impacted our management decisions at the state, regional, and global levels. So back in the 1970s, there was a massive project on acid rain where they, just across the road from here, scientists from Trout Lake divided a lake and looked at what would happen if you changed the pH of a lake. That project took place over about a 10-year period. They looked at, as the pH went down, how the fish populations and plankton all responded to that, and then they looked at the recovery of that lake. That project went to the congressional floor. It's part of the Clean Lakes and Clean Waters Act, and it really was a representative study that led to the increase in height of stacks and things that helped to scrub sulfur out of the atmospheric pollution. When was the last time you heard someone talk about acid rain affecting our lakes? It's been a long time. And I'm not saying this study was the one, but I do think that the study that took place was majorly impactful in showing clear evidence of how much risk there was as acid rain was falling, both in this region as well as in the Adirondack region in New York.
Does this current moment feel more precarious?
I don't see this as a point of, collapse. I see this as a point of concern, and I think the broader issue is one of value, thinking about how do we value Wisconsin's waters and where do people really want to see investment in those systems. And the Northwoods water is our economic driver, right? Property values, recreation, tourism, fishing. One of the most concerning parts, this is a National Science Foundation program that's been funded for 42 years. There's 28 sites within that program. And these sites have been providing the core data that allows us to look at long-term change. You can't create a 42-year data set if you end it for another 42 years, right? Once you cut it off, it takes a lot of time to reclaim long-term understanding. And the fact that we've been doing that at a national level, so we can compare what's happening across our United States, is outstanding. So, Trout Lake Station, I think we will continue to fight and survive, but I see that kind of motivation and drive for this really global understanding and keeping that connected to Wisconsin and our waters would be a huge loss.
The film makes a case for public science. So, what kind of response are you hoping for from the public and from lawmakers?
I'm hoping that people see these National Science Foundation dollars in their own communities, that they see the value that they're bringing to the waters, to the children, to education, and to our economy. And that with seeing that, they really consider evaluating how they support their legislature and their decisions. And they advocate for what they feel they do value in their homes and their lands and their waters in particular.
Gretchen Gerrish from Trout Lake Station, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Shireen, for the opportunity to share.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shireen Seewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.